Good evening. Do you remember when you was baptized into Christ? Do you remember how you felt the joy, the excitement, the relief, knowing that all those sins before that point were forgotten? Do you remember the encouragement that you got from others? Others from the encouragement from their words and their hugs. Before we start talking about the feelings of being baptized, first we got to look at who is Jesus? What did he do for us and why? Jesus, he's the Son of the living God. He lived a perfect life. He, at the end where he was scourged, mocked, spat upon, beaten, and hung on a cross. All this he did just for us so we can have an opportunity to live with him in heaven eternally. We're going to look at some of the benefits of being in Christ. We're going to start at Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen to the glory of God through us. In 2 Corinthians 5, 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3, 7, and 11, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. In verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. And in verse 11, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Also in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10, therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. And finally, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 17, And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Do you see the benefits of being in Christ? You have no condemnation. You have all promises of God. You are a new creation. You have every spiritual blessing. You have redemption, forgiveness of sin. You have an inheritance, salvation, and eternal life. And this eternal life will be spent in heaven. In Revelations 21:4, and God will wipe away every tear from their eye. And listen, there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Now, on the other hand, we have to look at some of the consequences of not being in Christ. You will have condemnation. You will not have any promises of God except the one that you're going to hell if you're not baptized in him. You will not be a new creation. You will not have any spiritual blessings. You will not have redemption or forgiveness of sin. You will not have the inheritance. You will not have salvation. You will have eternal life, but that eternal life will be spent in hell. And hell is a place of pain, crying. And as Matthew chapter 13, verse 41 through 42, the Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all that all things that offend in those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them out into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. This is the exact reason why we need to be baptized. And baptism is not something that we can play with. Baptism is a very serious matter. God lists a number of verses showing the importance of baptism. In Matthew 28, 19 through 20, it's talking about baptism and teaching. In Mark 16, 16, it's talking about baptism and believing. In Acts 2, 38, it's talking about repenting and being baptized. In Acts 22, 16, it's talking about arising and being baptized. And in 1 Peter 3, 21, there's also an antitype which now saves us, baptism. Not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. All these verses God put in the Bible for a reason. All of them are showing the importance of baptism. But of all things, we should want to be baptized because God commands it. In John 3, chapter 5, I mean, chapter 3, verse 5, says, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God. Now God, he's saying plain and simple, black and white, that if you're not baptized in Christ, that there's no way, no how, that you're going to enter into the kingdom of God. So where do you want to go? Where do you want to be? Do you want to go to a place where there is pain, crying, death, sorrow? Or on the other hand, do you want to go to a place where there's no pain, no crying, no death, no sorrow? In Revelations 21, verses 22 through 27, But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the night to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminates it. The Lamb is its light. And the nation of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There should be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. And the only way that you're going to be written in the book of life if you're baptized in Christ. So you have the opportunity right now to feel what others have felt today. You have the opportunity to feel the joy, the excitement, the relief, knowing that all your sins prior to that point has been forgotten. You have the opportunity to be part of God's family. And you have the opportunity right now, as long as you follow these 6 steps of salvation, and that's here, Romans 10, 17, believe, Hebrews 11, 6, repent, Acts 2, 38, confess Christ before men, Romans 10, 9, be baptized, immersed into Christ, Mark 16, 16, and finally, you have to live faithfully until the day that you die, Revelation 2, 10. So if you have anything on your heart today, if you have anything that we can help you with, please come as together we stand and sing.